help the economy is going to go. I think what sets the tax cut back were some of the people trying to defend the idea of deficit financing. It'll never be sold that way.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think you've been absolutely right in the way you've pushed it the last couple of months. But that beginning there where Keller and others got up and tried to convince people that deficit spending was a sound idea is just murder on it.
Well, I thought I'd make a television speech before it came up for a vote.
Well, I think that's good. Do you think it'll go through?
Well, I think so, but I'm afraid the Republicans are going to try to put a limitation on it. God, they are obstructionists. I haven't really talked much about them, but I...
The other thing, do you think it would be helpful to have a whole series on Congress here? Because I think people are really getting sort of fed up with Congress.
Yeah.
I don't see why you should be the one to take the rap on it.
Yeah, why don't you?
I have this feeling, Mr. President, that people are more alert and aware on the issue and know the congressman less than the other way around. In Washington, you get the feeling it's only the congressman that counts. The issues don't matter, you see.
Yeah.
I think if we could point that out, it'd be very helpful.
Yeah, I think if you could ask whether they approve or disapprove of Congress, it would be, you know, one of those things.
That's right. I could ask a whole series on that.
When will you be finished?
We'll have this back out probably at the end of next month.
I think you've had good, interesting stuff.
Yeah,
I think the Eisenhower was an interesting sort of new, different thing.
Right.
Where does Gallup, what's he doing these days? He's not very, has he got a new one coming up?
Well, I don't know. He had an awful thing on Negroes the other day. He asked the whites, and do you think Negroes in your community really have an equal chance to whites, or do you think they get a bad break or something?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think I'm giving them a fit, to be perfectly honest. That's what I've heard. We're picking up quite a number of papers now.
Are you?
Yes, sir. They wouldn't syndicate it. We were trying to dry run until right up to Labor Day, but I know the Detroit Free Press, the night papers, picked it up, the Houston paper, the Newsday up here in New York, and
I just think every city that didn't have, that wasn't the paper that didn't have Gallup would love to have you.
Yes, sir. Well, I think we can get that. Now, Mr. President, I do have a couple of ideas on 64 that I think have some merit. One on the whole South thing, and the other on this education issue, I'll be down Tuesday, and I'll talk to Evelyn about that.
Okay.
If you'd like to see me, I guess.
Okay. I think the problem with the South, of course, those last figures were pretty bad. Gallup had me.
Well, if you've got you so far out in the East and so low in the South, I'm sure that we can see 10 points over us in the North, and and 8 points below in the South.
Is that right?
Yeah, so I think he's over...
you don't think we're in that bad shape in the South?
No, sir, and I can't believe that 74% in the East. I mean, that's running as well as you did in Massachusetts in 1968.
Yeah.
And I can't believe it. It's nicely true, but I'm sure it is. And my concern there is he's going to have you falling 10 points in the next 3 months. Which is bad. I think it's far more leveled out than that. On the South, I feel very strongly now that I think maybe you don't do it until after the session, but I must say I think the governors are far better than the senators at this point. They're the guys who really have the political muscle.
Yeah.
And I think a great deal can be done there. I have some ideas that I'd like to do. Shall I write something out for
you? Okay, fine. Good. Let me see you Tuesday.
Yes, sir.
Fine, love. Okay.
Right. Thank you.